When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Welcome back, friends. It's ITL on Sports Grid, Hour 2. I'm Chris Welsh. That's Scott Bogman. It's us.
Hello.
Thank you for hanging out, whether you are live streaming or podcasting or however you're consuming. Consume it. We have been spending a decent amount of time with the week one of preseason kicking off, with going through on the FanDuel Sportsbook of looking at, you know, some of the future bets. We were doing player props, if you missed it in last hour, yards and touchdown leaders. We've still got some divisional stuff. There's some seasonal specials, which we can look at, and we have got awards.
Bogman, you know what? I just want to say this one, I think, might be harder than it ever has been. Comeback player of the year. Because you have so many good options between Dak, Saquon, Burrow, McCaffrey, Duvernay-Tardif, a lot of people like too. I don't know why Wentz is on there.
It has to be
because
Dak.
He got benched.
It's got to be Dak. I mean, if he plays, it's...
But Dak's already hurt.
Yeah, McCaffrey's a pretty fun bet.
McCaffrey's a good one, and Barkley is a great one too. So,
what would you bet?
I don't know what to bet. I think, I think the best bet would probably be Burrow at plus 700. Just because his odds are so
well,
much longer.
I'll tell you this, check this
Dak
out.
At plus 200.
If you are someone that bets Nick Bosa could lead in sacks, he's plus 1400 on comeback player of the year after tearing his ACL. So
they're just never going to give it to a non-offensive player.
But if he led, so, but
he
again,
would have to like
is,
break the sack.
But I just said,
which he might,
if he led the NFL in sacks, you don't think he gets
come on. We're stupid, dude. Tim Tebow's a plus 7,500 here. If he gets 1 yard and one touchdown, he wins.
I mean, if ESPN controls it. if ESPN controls it, then sure.
The Tebow Network. Right.
Yeah, exactly. And he can donate the winnings to some orphanage in Uganda or something. He can do that. Whatever he wants to do. He's a good guy. I'm saying Tim Tebow's a great guy. Fantastic human being, better than us. He can do all that stuff. Good for him for playing football and continuing this dream that neither one of us can do. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? They didn't like my setup there?
I'm trying to be so good.
Trying. Bogman's a good boy. He's a good boy. You're being good.
I'm trying so hard.
When we come back, let's take a look at the season awards. We can look at divisions if we want, and then they've got a couple seasons.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Ones that are interesting that we'll throw out for best and worst record. That's actually kind of a fun bet. And they've got crazy odds if you think someone can go 17-0. FanDuel Sportsbook, ITL NFL special right here, and we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
In this league is on Patreon at patreon.com/ITL Army. You most likely know it, and that's okay, but we're just telling you, you want to support us, you want to get some of the cool stuff that we offer, like the GroupMe rooms with access to us and all of our awesome listeners, comedy secret shows, live streams, all the ranks we do for different sports, like the prospect ranks for baseball or the crazy amount of football ranks that we've got. Patreon.com/ITL Army is your place to get set up for your fantasy season, not only for prepping, but for hanging out with like-minded people just like you, and probably a more extended look into gambling and DFS because we were not able to participate in years past. And I can tell you this, we'll definitely have a weekly FanDuel League going on, whichever of the platforms. We'll have a weekly league in ITL where we can all play and have some fun. That will be so much fun. So come and check it out. Patreon.com/ITL Army. What you waiting for? Records. Well, you're looking at season awards. I don't like the Comeback Player of the Year award.
Well,
I
look,
would
dude.
Just do
also,
Dak if I was playing it.
The Comeback Player of the Year, it has more than even we mentioned. Derwin James is in here, plus 2,600. Cortland Sutton missed a big chunk of the year.
See,
he's a good one.
Let me
Julio,
throw this out to you.
Why is Julio on here?
I wouldn't put any non-quarterback as my bet. Like, that's just not my play. Like, I look at Jimmy Garoppolo and go, that's probably a better bet at 5,000. What if he stayed? He's not going to, but what if he did stay there? Or Cam Newton is one that jumps out. If I'm playing the Comeback Player of the Year, it's a quarterback to me, especially because there's so many that are available in this situation. So thanks, but no thanks on the Comeback Player of the Year. If I did, I would just be boring and stick to stupid Dak. MVP, Mahomes, plus 500, Rodgers, 1,000, Brady, 1,200, then Josh Allen, Prescott, and Lamar Jackson, 13, 15, and 1,700 respectively. And there's lots of other guys. MVP award bet, what do you place?
I mean, it's hard to not take Mahomes in that one, but here we go. I kind of like Stafford at plus 1,700 a little bit.
Really like the
I like Stafford. I do.
Jesus.
I just got done talking about him on Fantasy Pros too, so I do like him. But I think Josh Allen is a great option too at plus 1,300. Brady's always in play.
Yeah, Brady's kind of the one that's standing out to me in this as well.
Who is betting on Deshaun Watson, by the way?
I mean, just somebody who's trying to... Where is he?
Plus 5,000.
I mean, it pays, I suppose. Did you see him get all cranky with the media? He was walking, yeah. And he's like, why y'all keep filming me? It's the same S. And it's like,
Well, you know, he probably needs a release, right? He hasn't been able to get it.
Yeah, Deshaun, I just can't think of why everybody's giving you attention. It's not like you haven't done anything to warrant all the attention, right? Oh, you have.
Guys just looking for an oil check, you know.
But there's $300 there.
I think I'd place it on Brady, 1,200.
Yeah, kind of Brady's a good option.
These are not mine. I don't like the award ones, by the way. This is one that I don't.
You don't like the award ones?
I'm not. I mean, this
the
award, is not one
they're
I'm
so
gonna
subjective.
Bet. Yeah,
right.
They're very subjective. I don't want to play these ones, honestly.
We can skip awards if you don't want to do them. That's fine.
Well, no, just like you can throw that out. That's the MVP one. If I did, maybe Brady. Let's do one more, and it's Offensive Rookie of the Year. Plus 270 for Trevor
That's
Lawrence.
A good year for it.
Justin Fields plus 550. Boggs. Trey Lance plus 600. Zach Wilson is 850. Mack is 1,000. Kyle Pitts 1,100. I mean, and Najee Harris is 1,100. Just throwing it out, like that dude might have 1,200 yards and like 10 touchdowns this year as a rookie. I think it's going to be hard to make it over a quarterback, but Najee Harris at 1,100 is a good bet, and I'm kind of tempted on Trey Lance, especially if he gets a job early. Trevor Lawrence is fine, and he's like obviously the favorite. It's just like it's the Jags.
Nah, see, that,
if Trey Lance
no,
leads the Niners to the playoffs and plays 10 plus games, I think he can win it over a full season of Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, it depends on what Lawrence's numbers are like, but I think any bet that isn't Lawrence is a sucker's bet.
I think
on this one. Okay. Yeah. I mean, we talked about it on ITL, I think last week. I think people are getting Trevor Lawrence fatigue, you know, because he was the number one pick in the draft. Everybody knew it. He was the number one pick the year before that. Everybody knew it. The only exciting thing about Trevor Lawrence recently is that stupid Urban Meyer said that it's an open competition between him and Gardner Minshew, which we know it is not. You know, you take Trevor Lawrence one overall. I mean, unless Urban Meyer just wants to get fired immediately, there's just no way. I mean, he is going to get that job immediately. So I think anything else but him.
What would be your second one?
Najee would be my second bet because he's – Yeah, that's a good one. I also like Kyle Pitts. It isn't a terrible bet either. So I think if I'm picking between Pitts and Najee, I would go with Najee. But
take Kyle Pitts over even like Trey Lance?
I think I would just because I have no clue how many games Trey Lance is going to start. You know, because if Garoppolo starts well, there's going to be no reason to replace him, you know, and same deal with Mac Jones. Zach Wilson is the only quarterback that's guaranteed playing time.
The only difference,
Trevor Lawrence.
Here's my only difference with that is Mac and Trey Lance are both with teams that can be playoff bound, where I just don't see the Jets
here's
and
Jaguars
say. Getting in. That's what I think is the differentiating reason why I would
that's
be comfortable
fair.
Making a bet on Trey Lance specifically.
Look, I'm not homer. Sitting here going, I wouldn't make that bet. That reasoning all adds up. It really does. But I'll say this. I would bet Trey Lance will win an MVP within the next 4 years over him winning Rookie of the Year this year.
That's an interesting bet. Can you make that bet? Can you make an MVP?
I don't think you can make one four years out. But
let's do it. Come on, Randall.
You and I can make it. We can, you know, I'm always up for Olive Garden. So you can send me a gift card.
You sir have had enough Olive Garden. You have had enough Olive Garden.
Finished off my Olive Garden last night. So I felt terrible this morning.
Let's do these seasonal specials real quick. And then when we come back after, we can take a look at maybe some of they've got division specials. Season specials. Team with the best regular season record. Chiefs plus 450, Bucks at 600, Packers at 1,100, Bills at 1,100, Niners at 1,200, Baltimore at 1,300. Those are your top six bets. Best regular season record. That's kind of a fun one.
Green Bay would probably be my bet.
Plus 1,000?
They always seem to be best, yeah.
Love it in that division, too. Love it.
They always seem to be... really, really good in losing the NFC championship.
Yeah, it's our favorite thing to do. You know what? I think I'm kind of with you on that. I think Packers plus 1,000 is a great bet for a best regular season record. It's a good pay. It's a good payoff. So we're with it.
I mean, I don't really. The only bets here to me are the Bills, Packers, Bucks, and Chiefs. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't think you can bet anybody else.
But they're all decent odds. I mean, even the Chiefs at 450. Like, if you feel really confident in there, I mean, to be honest with you,
like the Lions or Texans at plus 100,000.
Can you imagine?
I mean,
look at that. One
just throw $10 on both of them, right? Yeah, whatever.
It's like that scene, I just watched it. It's like that scene in Triple Frontier, if anyone's seen it, where they're on top of the mountain. They cannot hold all the money that they have. So they just start lighting the money on fire to have a fire at night. That's essentially what that's good for. You just make s'mores with your money if you're going to make those bets.
What is that movie about? You mentioned it a couple times.
It's just because I just watched it. It's like a war, like heist type of movie. It's Ben Affleck and what's his name? Oscar Isaac. They're former military guys that are going to rob a cartel guy. And they're military.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's just like, it's a wild, it's not like the best movie on the planet, but it was a wild movie. And they just burn some cash, literal burn cash. And that's what it's like if you were to bet the Lions plus 100,000 in that bet. Worst regular season record, Boggs. Texans plus 200, Lions at 4, Jets at 1,000, Bengals at 1,100, Jags at 13, and Eagles plus 1,500. Those are your best bets on worst record. Where do you go?
I mean, anything that's not the Lions is a sucker's bet.
Plus 400. They're the second. They're not even the favorite. Texans are the favorite.
I know. I don't understand the Texans being the worst. The Texans are going to be rough. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think the roster is
horrific. I think the Jets are a pretty good play here, too.
You know, I just.
I mean, defense.
I think Zach Wilson's
going to
be all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Defense is actually what sets it apart. I'm with you. I'd go with the Lions or Texans is the bet. Maybe a little Bengals bet if you want to play.
The Lions had the worst defense in the NFL, like one of the worst in NFL history last year. They're easy.
When we come back, we're going to finish up with they have this crazy one I want to get to, and then we'll look at some, just a few others, some divisional specials, maybe make the playoffs. A little gambling football edition on ITL. Don't go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
On the break, we were just talking about t-shirts. You can get your ITL t-shirts at inthisleague.fans. Boggs Jr. Prospects assembled 99 problems, but my draft ain't one. I just don't know if there's enough time for it, but if you've got an in-person draft in late August, go buy it right now. It's our favorite all-time shirt, and you can wear it at your draft. Or you could still get it right now, and then after the draft, take a picture and send it to all your loser friends, and you can be like, look, boom, 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 here I go, I'm the best. We got lots of fun shirts, mugs, hoodies, all that stuff, inthisleague.fans. If you like us and you want to check out some swag, we had this like long debate during the break. I don't know why we got on it and how we got on it, but we started to talk about the best team name, like the most original. But there's a lot of facets here. There's name with logo and then extracurricular. And now this is what is interesting about it, because somebody brought up, like Bogman was saying, you think the Ravens logo is like the coolest. It's the best, most well-done logo, which... Okay.
In the team name, too. I think it's awesome. It's just like it represents that city so well. You couldn't move the Baltimore Ravens to Salt Lake City and have the Salt Lake City Ravens. You know what I mean?
I suppose.
It'd have to be something else.
Yeah, and you liked it because like Edgar Allan Poe and stuff like that, and that's fine.
Yeah, it's a name that's already rich in history with the city.
But I think you have to encompass all of it when you consider it. Like the best logo, Ravens, okay, they're one of the newest teams. No surprise that they look better than the Dallas Cowboys star. Okay. But now consider uniqueness of name, the actual logo that they put together, and then maybe the theme or vibe that they've created. And we came up with the two. Because like, when you look at, like, all animals are eliminated in my mind. Any bird, any dog, animal, bear, lion, they're all, animals are eliminated.
You know, like the dog pound for the Browns? No.
I mean, that's a little bit unique, but they're a color, and then it's like a dog. It's a little bit unique, but they don't have a logo. It's just a color.
Paul Brown, but also the color,
Okay, well, I think of it as a color.
I'm just saying.
I know. Yeah. Thank you. It's their people, but that's fine. But
a brown stripe is kind of funny. But
there's a couple unique ones. Like both of our teams, Steelers and 49ers, are actually kind of cool. The logos look decent.
They're unique. Yeah.
They're unique names. The logos look
okay.
That's
like the International Steel logo.
The Steel, I think the Steeler logo is better than the Niners. I think the Niner mascot is better, the vibe of that. But those don't track. Here were the two we came up with. The Raiders, even though they keep changing cities, because the Raiders logo is fantastic as the pirate. You know, the pirate, it's the original pirate. Yeah, and I saw it. The original pirate. They, the name, the Raiders, is a cool name. And they created an actual vibe where, like, the fans embrace the kind of, like,
very true,
the Raider-ness of the pirate and the villain and whatnot, the autumn wind they've got. The Raiders are up there with all things considered. The other one, and this is one that I brought in, was the Minnesota Vikings, because the Viking is a cool-ass name. The logo looks pretty cool, and what I think sets them apart is they have, it's like a, they're one of the only ones that have like a true college feel where they've got the big horn, you know, they do, they put everything together that I think from a franchise
makes
that really
cool. How
annoying
was the horn in Madden? It's so annoying.
Awful.
Like every time they get a first down.
I don't know if everybody knows this, by the way. In the saga of it, I acquired a PS5. I have a PS5.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Our boy Barwich helped facilitate this, and I was able to be the absolute superhero to my son for his birthday. Much poorer now. Way poorer. Because it was one of those things, too, where I was
sitting
around.
Can't get groceries, but we got a PS5.
Well, guess what? They got, like, Grocery Simulator, and that's how we're going to be eating tonight. It was one of those things where it was getting close to the birthday, and I was like, probably a good thing. You know, maybe we'll just get something else. And then Barwich hits me up with the receipt. He's like, got that PS5. And I saw the receipt and I was like, oh, I am not committed to that money. But it was a good thing. But, you know,
well, the good thing is if you didn't want it, Barwich probably could have sold it for three times what it's worth.
He could have made cash money, but it worked. it's working out perfect. But Barwich is actually texting me because the big thing everyone has been asking that knows is, like, am I going to start playing? And we have talked about our In This League Twitch finally kicking off. And during the pandemic, I, in ITL lore, famously started playing some games. And we did Oregon Trail that we've talked about ITL gaming. And Barwich goes, you know, Madden comes out in like a week. Comes out in a week. I mean, I don't have money anymore, but I might need to have it, and maybe I'll be playing some Madden, Bogman.
Borrow money. Borrow the birthday gift I gave to your son, and you can get Madden.
Yeah,
he almost spit his water out.
I did. Bogman actually was a hero in our last hanging out together. He came up, and that's when we were doing the birthday for my kid, and he comes in, and he did, like, the baller thing. He's just like, oh, yeah, cool. Like, he didn't say anything, didn't come in and give a present. He's just kind of hanging out, and then was like, he's like, hey, dude. And Parker turns around, my son. And he's like, here you go. And he just gives him $250, like a gangster, $250 PlayStation cards. And he's looking at it. And he's like, and Scott's like, yeah, there's two right there. And he's like, wait a minute. It says 50. Scott's like, yeah. He's like, that's $100. And Boggs just sits down. He's like, yeah, no big deal. No big deal, little man. And he was just blown away. So you're right. I'll have to be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I accidentally clicked this game and purchased it for $60,
oh,
bud.
Whoops.
I'll get you later.
Oh, my God.
I'll get you later, buddy.
Hey, you know, start him on playing Madden right now.
Yeah.
He'll get into it.
Yeah.
There's. I feel like, aren't the team things more geared towards kids anyway?
Kind of.
Like card stuff and building the team. And
I'll have to
crap.
Sell them. I'll be like, hey, listen, bud, I start doing the ITL stream. We might be able to make that video game back in a little bit here. You know,
that's
how we go with the Twitch stuff. So I don't know where we're going with it, but oh yeah, the Vikings are probably super annoying in Madden.
I think it'd be more fun to watch you play against the computer on all Madden.
Ooh.
Than watch you play against someone that is just, you know, screaming obscenities at you constantly.
Well, you can mute them, and you don't have to like you don't even have to talk to them when you do your streams. You can have it just be theirs. But yeah, you're like,
I mean, I remember playing online for a little bit, and it was,
we were in the early stages.
Wild.
Yeah, it was 13
year olds that are canceled. It's where I'm sitting there going, oh my God, these kids know these words?
No. Who's parenting these kids? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, good Lord.
Now these kids,
is the PS2 your parent? Is that what it is?
Yeah, maybe. I still have my PS3 too, by the way. It still works. Should give it to somebody. All right, so let's get back to the betting. Yeah, imagine we'll test it out if I can get the game. The Vikings are probably super annoying in there. But interesting in your take, we determine all things considered name, logo, and atmosphere, the Vikings and Raiders, I think, have a step above everybody else. Because, like, you know, the Patriots, you know, you're just not going to have those. Even our own teams, like, we couldn't give those. We gave it to the Raiders and the Vikings, and be curious what you think if you, all things considered. The, like, the Ravens have one side, but, like, the name is stupid because it's a bird, and they don't have an atmosphere except their horrible city and the wire in the background. They just have the logo. Like, they maybe have the best
logo.
What I was
saying, what I was saying about them, I think something to do with crabs would have been good, too, because it's, you know, Baltimore's kind of known for crack. Go on down there and get your Old Bay. By the way,
sure,
Chad E made me some wings with Old Bay on them, and it was hot.
What's Old Bay?
It was Old Bay. It's a seasoning that they use for crabs. I didn't realize it was hot. I thought it was just some type of, you know, seasoning. I didn't know it was spice.
You would be shocked at this. I used sriracha the other day.
Oh, wow. This is like, this
sriracha.
Is breaking news. Everyone.
I put that on everything, sriracha.
A couple people know that song.
Did you like it?
I did. I like spice now. I'm telling you, Deckar Balls.
Weren't you using sriracha during Deckar Balls?
No. I bought two hot sauces. I'd never had hot sauce. Couldn't do any heat. I am telling you, the Deckar Balls punishment of the Welsh wheel, where I'd have to spin and eat, put different hot sauces. I had, I don't remember what it was, like habanero and something else. I'd put it on different things, and I ate so much that I literally think it broke my taste buds that I now like, I like hot stuff. I like hot now. I did not on my life. I did not like hot stuff before. I like hot things now. So I'll never like pickles though. All right. Wasted all that segment. Let's get a few more of these in here. What were we going to go to? The seasonal specials. I wanted to end this one. The seasonal specials. We had best team record, biggest loser. Here are two. I'm just curious. Chiefs, -6,000. That they do not go 17-0, plus 3,500 that they, yes, go 17-0.
I don't think I'll ever bet on anybody to go 17-0.
Look at this. Buccaneers, -20,000 that they do not go 17-0, plus 5,000 that they go 17-0. Those are some bets you can
make. Yeah, I'm not. No, we're not going to. 17-0, I mean, it's hard enough to go 16-0. You know, I mean, the Patriots did it during the regular season. Obviously, the Dolphins went undefeated throughout their season. That stuff's just too hard. I can't bet on it. No way.
All right. So what we have left here is we can go to make playoffs or the divisional specials. And we also have like exact win totals. Divisional specials are exact division position that they fit in. Or we can go to teams making the playoffs and what the odds are. Which one do you want to start with?
Let's go to the make the playoffs.
Okay. We're going to do every single team. You give me some teams that might be fun, whether, you know, because we already know, like, I'll give you right here. The Chiefs are going to be a sucky bet. Minus 1,200 that they make the playoffs, plus 680 that they do not. So give me some fringe teams that we might want to consider some bets on either way, and we'll go
from
there.
What about the Vikings?
Okay, Minnesota Vikings. Here we go. It's almost a dead heat. Minus 106, yes. Minus 116, no. That's not a great bet.
Yeah, that's kind of even. I think I'd lean towards yes on them.
Yes?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. You picked it too well, Boggs. So I guess I would go yes. Give me, we got to go to break here. Give me one more real quick.
How about the Steelers?
Pittsburgh Steelers, plus 170, yes. Minus 210, no.
I'll take yes.
You're going to take that all day, every day?
I mean, I won't bet on them, obviously.
Why? Why would you not bet on them in that instance?
It's bad luck. I will not bet.
It's bad luck?
Yep, bad luck. Don't do it. Won't do it ever.
All right.
Well, every time I bet on them, they don't do it, so they lose. So pass.
All right. I mean, I'm not going to make that bet, by the way, at 170 for the Steelers. When we come back, we'll take a look and see if there's a couple other fun ones. Then we'll even look at some divisional specials. More football gambling on the FanDuel Sportsbook right here on ITL right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Why the fire is it called a...
In this league.
Because who could be scared of it?
In this league.
Yeah, just this nice bloke from down the road, isn't he?
What's wrong with you?
Hello, I'm...
In this league.
I've just moved in. My wife has got varicose veins.
I'm having a heart attack. I'm having a heart attack.
You know, having an heart attack.
You, friend, can subscribe to In This League wherever you listen to podcasts, and I suggest you do it so you don't miss any of it. Right, Fox?
Right. Tell them. You don't want to miss any of it.
Right, yeah. You froze up there for a minute. You're like staring at me, and I was like, what's happening? Yeah. All right. But you can subscribe on all the podcast places, and we suggest you do it so you don't miss any of the shows. We, Boggs, are talking about NFL season gambling on FanDuel Sportsbooks and bets. Now, I guess the more I look at this, I'm becoming less of a fan of the to make the playoff ones because they're all relatively the same. You can't parlay them either, by the way. But it's like you have to really think, like, here's one. You have to really go out on a limb and be comfortable with a limb to have a fun bet. The Giants. The Giants are plus 230 to make the playoffs, minus 300. You think Saquon Barkley is going to be back. Galladay is going to be healthy. Daniel Jones takes the next step up. Maybe the Cowboys are vulnerable. The Bears are iffy. That's an okay bet. But otherwise, you know, unless you're getting the horrific odds, you might just need to be comfortable with saying, you know what, I'll take my minus 130 for the Seahawks because I feel that they'll make the playoffs and I'll just drop that in. So you're not going to have great odds unless you, you know, you're ready to go completely off book or anything like that.
I think it might be better to take, just pick a team that you think won't make the playoffs that is definitely projected to make the playoffs. And, you know, we talked about Baltimore, minus 310 for yes, plus 240 for no. I might bet no on them. That's a tough division. I think Cleveland's the best team in the division. So, but Pittsburgh and Baltimore, I think, are closer than people are giving them credit for. I mean, I think the Ravens offense is probably better and the Steelers defense is probably better. So I think, you know, plus 240 for them to not make the playoffs might be one of your better bets.
That's interesting. Exact regular season wins. This is a tough one, but there's some odds in there. There's some good odds in there. Bogman, let's go to your Pittsburgh Steelers real quick. Before you look, what do you think, how many wins do you think is in line for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Like the lowest odds, like they're most likely to win games?
How many wins do you think the Steelers win this year?
I think 10 games.
If you made that bet, you would get plus 700 for 10 wins exactly for the Pittsburgh Steelers this year.
What is 8 wins?
Plus 500. That's actually, you nailed it. That is the favorite. They are
That's
assuming
a game
the
under
Steelers
500.
Will win 8. They are assuming the Steelers will only win 8 games, and that is 500. That's a 500.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all. You know, I know the Steelers had a really easy schedule and then were terrible down the stretch, but I mean, you make adjustments and you get better.
So what's the money bet here? It's 10 wins or 9?
I think 10. Yeah. I don't think 9 gets you the playoffs. If I'm having them as a playoff team, I think you have to win at least 10. That's 10-7. You know, you're 3 games over 500.
Let's go to the Kansas City Chiefs real quick. The Kansas City Chiefs, the odds on favorite have them
14.
Winning 13. Okay, so they have it has it winning 13, which is plus 480. But 14.
This is good. I want to not look and guess what their best odds are.
480 plus 480 is the 13 wins. They're sandwiched between plus 500 to 12 or 14 wins. The best odds are as if they were to not make the playoffs, of course. But you don't get a whole lot if you get 15 wins. Would you make that 13? Did you make that 13 wins or 14 wins? Where would you want to go with it? You said 14, didn't you?
Yeah, I said 14. That's 14-3.
So you get plus 500.
Yeah, yeah, I think I like that.
I'm with that. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what do you think?
I think probably 13 is their best as well, maybe 12.
Oh, actually both. You nailed it. 12 and 13.
They're the same?
It's plus 500. it is plus 550 at 1,100, plus 600 at 14 wins. What's your play on the Bucs?
I think right in there. I think 12 to 13. You know, the only way you go under that is if you think Brady's getting hurt. You know, that's the...
Well, then, but what's your bet? You can't say 12 or 13. You got to pick one.
I would pick 12.
12? All right, you get plus 500 for doing it. Let's go my San Francisco 49ers. What do you think?
I mean, if you get the same odds, why not take one? I guess you have to hit it exactly. But I think
that's what this bet is.
It's just easier to get 12. Who do you say?
My 49ers.
10.
10 and 11 are both plus 550. 12 is 650. 9 is 700. I think it's that 11 win marker. That was where I was at. And that's plus 550. And contrary to it, because this is what I'm really curious about. What do you think about the Arizona Cardinals?
Oh, they're going to be 8. I think they're in the same place as the Steelers.
That was my bet too. It's actually 9 wins is plus 550, but 6, 7, 8, or 10 are all 650. Feel like they have a good read on the Arizona Cardinals.
Obviously not.
I would go 650 on 8 wins as well for the 49 or for the Arizona Cardinals. That was my bet.
Yeah, Cleveland, I think Browns, that's a good one. Oh,
you said they're the best team in the division. 12 is not actually.
Is it 13?
10 and 11 are, well, those are the odds on favorite at plus 500.
No, I understand. I'm just kind of surprised. They played so well down the stretch, and they beat the Steelers and they pounded the Steelers in the playoffs. You know, I thought they looked good. So I'm surprised it's not a little higher, but they are, you know, going to be playing a tougher schedule this year and all of that stuff. So,
what would you bet?
11 there for sure. I say 12. What was on 12?
550.
That's what I would say.
Okay. All right. Your internet's pretty garbage now, so I couldn't tell what was going on here. Here's an interesting one. The Indianapolis Colts, because I feel like they're all over the board. 8, 9, and 10 are all plus 500. But if you go 7 wins, it's plus 700 right now, which is like, that's a bet I actually think I might want to place, is that 7 win total, just with kind of how wonky they are with Carson Wentz. But if you think they're really going to win some games, 12 wins would pay you $750.
12 for the Colts? No way. I'd go 10.
Well, no, but I said it's 750. I always said it was 750. The odds on favorite is 8, 9, or 10. That's where they're at right now.
I'd go 8.
See, I think I like the 7 bet at plus 700. I think that's kind of an interesting one. What's it? Oh, I know. Let's do this one. This is one of our favorite ones to take a look at. The Houston Texans over under win total on the year, I think, is set at over under 4. So you get plus 460 for 2 or 4 wins, plus 410 for 3 wins. And as you go up, the odds continuously get better. So how many wins do you think? And by the way, the Texans, if they go 0-17, it pays plus 1,200. So what do you think the win total is on the Texans? Also, what Deshaun Watson's doing.
I pulled up the schedule here, and I just want to point out the winnable games. Not that they're going to win all of these, but these are the winnable ones. They open up against Jacksonville at home. I think that's winnable. They play the Panthers week 3. I think that's winnable. They then face the Patriots October 10th, I think they can win that one. I'm not saying they will, but I think they can. They have, let's see, the Jets November 28th. That's 4. They play the Jaguars again. And then they play, I don't know, if you throw a random one in there, that could get them to 5 or 6 wins.
I kind of like 5. I think 5 is a bet for them. I would take the over on wins this year. They've got some playmakers, especially if Watson does play, and plus 550 on 5 wins. I actually kind of might be one of my more favorite ones. I mean, I would go with the 49ers at that like 10 win total and here at 550 and the Cardinals at 8. I like those bets.
Yeah, I'm with you on that for sure.
But now here's a question. Can you parlay these?
No, you can't. I don't think you can. I'll double check.
Damn yous all the hell. All right. So this last one I was kind of dying to do was the division position. So what you can do is you can bet the exact position a team finishes in the division.
Easier than betting the exact win totals.
I think so. So like, here's an example. It's just top of mind for me. The Arizona Cardinals worst odds is them finishing 4th, which is plus 115, but you still get a plus. 3rd is 240, 2nd is 400, 1st is 500. I'm going to tap that 4th. they're the fourth team. I mean, the caveat could be the Rams being down there, but I think the Cardinals are the worst team in this division.
I think the Rams are the best team in that division. So
So at that point, that's why I say that regardless of that, the Cardinals finishing fourth in the division seems like an easy play.
That's the toughest division to pick, though. I think the Cardinals are probably last right now, but I also wouldn't be shocked if the Cardinals won that division. I think that is the hardest division to pick.
Okay, so give me a team and their position that you feel really confident about.
Let's That's go with the Chiefs. Let's go with the Saints. That one I think is the most interesting one because we have QB stuff, the wide receiver stuff going on.
Do you think they finish in the division?
I think they're still probably second. I think they're second behind the Bucs.
That is the odds on favorite, and it pays you 185. Third place pays you 220, fourth pays you 310, and first would pay you 380.
What about Washington?
Well, which one would you take on there? Because I kind of think I might take that third.
The Bucks, Saints, Falcons, and so the Falcons or Panthers are finishing better than the Saints?
Yeah.
I can't do it. I mean, no Michael Thomas,
questionable quarterback play. I mean, do you feel that confident about the Saints?
Well, I don't feel confident about the Falcons defense, and I don't feel confident about anything in Carolina, really. So, I think I'm going to stick with the Saints over the Falcons. I think the Bucs are clearly one.
What was the
NFC East? NFC East. Yeah. Well,
you got to pick the team. So, Washington.
Well, Washington. Yeah.
Okay. Where do you think they finish?
I think they're going to be favorite to finish second.
You're right. 220. First, 240. Third is 260. Fourth is 320. You still get plus 220 for them to finish second in the division.
I like that.
I like that bet too. I think it's
the
really
Cowboys' offense is so good. I think they're probably going to be odds on favorite with Dak back. But how back is Dak? Is going in for the second MRI? Well, go to the Cowboys and see what their odds are. What are their odds for first or second? Does it pay higher at second?
Yes, it does. They're 105 on first, plus 230 for second in the division.
I think that might be a pretty good. That might be a pretty good bet to have them finish second behind Washington.
Yeah, going in on some of these secondary teams looks like the play. Like here's another one, Boggs. The Rams, we were talking about the NFC West, they're plus 200 to finish first, but 220 to finish second. I feel like that 220 is a really nice play at second for the division.
That's a pretty good one, too. I'm with you. I like that one.
All right, give me one more.
Let's go to,
give me somebody that you feel confident that you know where they're going to finish divisionally.
All right. I think the Ravens finish third.
Okay. There you go. So Baltimore. All right, here we go. So what do you think the pays are?
I think first is what is paying the least.
This is your bet of the bet, dude.
I think second is not great. They're definitely not finishing fourth. So, no one's
finishing. Here's your bet of bet. Plus 105 for them to finish first, plus 190 finish second. You get plus 390 to finish third into the division. This has got to be your first bet.
I like that one. Yeah. I do like that one. I mean, look, they could, you know, the North could have three teams go to the playoffs. It's not out of the realm of possibility, but I think that they finish third. Yeah. I like the Steelers over them, but I bet are the Bengals higher odds to finish fourth or third?
Oh, they are fourth, minus 230 for fourth. They are plus 300 to finish third.
Okay. All right. Just a lot of people picking Cincinnati to go third and Pittsburgh to go four now. So I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. We got to get a break. When we come back, final segment of hour two right here in this league.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking...
In this league.
Break it down.
That's right, it is In This League. It's Bogman and the Welsh, and guess what? This time, Bogman is going to be stepping out
for Hour 3, and I am going to be joining Bubba. It's Bubba and Welsh, and we are going to be talking about some preseason action. That's right. If you're looking for any breakdowns of some of that early preseason action, Bubba and Welsh got you, so make sure you tune in for Hour 3. Boggs, quick little last looks as we finish up our marathon look over at the FanDuel Sportsbook all across the NFL bets that you can make. We did look at this a couple weeks ago, but let's see what possibly has changed after we've kind of done some of this stuff. Conference winners. AFC Chiefs are plus 250, Bills 550, Ravens 650, Browns 750, Titans 1300, Dolphins 1400. Anything but the Chiefs even in play for you?
Buffalo is, but that's it. Okay, honestly, Buffalo, I would put Cleveland over Baltimore.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've already kind of made that
clear. I wouldn't bet that, but I would, you know, it's Kansas City and Buffalo and everybody else right now.
Yeah, I kind of like the Buffalo play at 550. I think I would go with that as well. NFC Championship, Bucks 300, Packers 550, Niners 650, Rams 700, Seahawks 1,000, and Cowboys 1,500. This is a Packer play to me at 550.
I mean, I can't bet against Brady plus 400. You're plus betting on Brady. And you're getting plus 300. My bad. You're still tripling up your money by betting on Tom Brady. Sure, I'll do that all day.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's a good point. There's some interesting ones. And then your Super Bowl bets for outright winner. You've got Chiefs 500, Bucks 650, Bills 1200, Packers 1200. Kind of lean on that Packers one 1200. If I'm going so hard in on Rodgers, I suppose.
Man, I mean, I'm going to take the Chiefs. I'll take the Chiefs.
Plus 500. I mean, yeah, 5-1. Pretty good.
Yeah,
odds.
5-1 for the best offense in the NFL. I'll take it.
It's going to feel so good. What am I going to do with my life? We just got a PS5. So where'd all the money go? Gambling is about to be legal. And I got a car. I have a car registration bill, by the way, for September. That is ungodly. It's price of a PS5. It was insane that I wasn't prepared for. We're going to have to do some more podcasts, wrangle up some money, because I'm going to be gambling. Bogman's going to be DFSing, and we're going to do plenty of it over on our Patreon as well, doing some weekly DFS games for NFL, so make sure you check it out. Guys, Bogman is out of here. Next time you talk to him, he will be from Tejas. But don't go anywhere. It's Bubba and Welsh right after this.